personalities on freshfm.com.na.
It is 7:53 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, 7:53, Business Summit done and dusted. Shekwan,
yes.
You attended, so you were in attendance, so mm-hmm. you were in conversation, you were doing crossovers, you were hard at work.
Mm.
Talk to us about the 2025 edition of the Business Summit.
This one definitely has to be the best one that I've attended.
Oh, best one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I have to give it up to the team. First of all, partner, it was very evident that more sponsors came on board.
Nice.
And yeah, it was really well organized, to be very honest with you. They started on time. It was full house, right? So I remember them saying that they accommodated 250 VIP seats. I can't remember the number for the general access, but still, the point is the room was really, really full.
Yeah.
But you could also see that everyone was, how do I say this? Like, we were all just hungry for knowledge. You know, that's the air that I, or the aura that I got from everyone in there. So it was really, really good. I'd have to say that what really impressed me quite the most, I missed out on the conversation from NAMRA, City of Windhoek, BIPA, Development Bank of Namibia, only because, like you said, I had to do the crosses in between and I was outside interviewing other people. But the panel, the discussion that I got to catch, partner, was where Nupresh, Sonny, who's also our colleague right here at Future Media. Now, he's the founder of Facilitate Namibia. We also had Sodidi, who also joined. We had our favorite Zulu as well.
Nice.
And he made it very clear that, my name is Pineas. Shukulo, he also joined the conversation. The two influencers also joined. And there was a lot that I also personally just took away from that conversation, because I think I mentioned this last week that I think it's really important to hear from people who can, like, you can easily relate to them. Right? Because they're speaking in the Namibian context, right?
Yeah.
Zulu called out, subtly so, City of Windhoek. Like me, when I want to go take pictures at Zoo Park, what do you mean? There's, like, you know, upgrade the situation.
Nice.
But then also, you know, just commended City of Windhoek for all the work that they've done, especially for the SMEs and so forth. So it was really, it was very insightful, partner.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm also just running in circles here, but it was very, very insightful. The team did a fantastic job. Kudos to F&B and City of Windhoek, first of all, also just jumping on board, because you could really see that it was worth it, right?
Mm.
Then there was also a very insightful presentation from F&B. They obviously, you know, got to jump right into, as an SME or small business, you know, enterprise, how can you actually benefit from the packages and the services and things like that that F&B actually offers, and how you can get a loan up to $50,000 and things that I didn't even know, you know what I mean? So it was very informative. Maybe just head over to the website of F&B as well, and I'm sure there's a tab there for SMEs and things like that, and you can just get all that information for yourself. And then also there was Franz Kalenge that also really stood out for me.
Okay.
Now, he is the man who is really in the know when it comes to the oil and gas industry in Namibia. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he was talking about some internships that the green hydrogen space also has right now for Namibian SME owners and so forth. It was very insightful, man. So kudos to everyone and the team as well. You could see that there was a lot of work that was put in. Connie Ferguson blew me away. Honestly speaking, she is such a snack. And I also asked her, girl, what's the secret to looking like a snack till today? She's so, so beautiful. And I asked her the question on longevity, right?
Yeah.
Longevity, sorry.
Yeah.
In terms of her brand, how is it that you have managed to just be relevant with your brand as the times changed and so forth?
Yeah.
And she just said, man, a lot of the times people just want someone to just be yourself, be your authentic self, you know. And then she also got to just remind us once again how important it is for you to love yourself and love yourself to pursue whatever dreams that you have, right? Because the moment that you want people to invest in your business and buy into your business, they also need to see that you carry that business with so much love and pride, right? So Didi also made emphasis on the fact that it's important that people who have walked the path find someone to mentor. You made it through. Please mentor someone so that it also just carries on to the next generation, as opposed to just being gatekeepers, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Business Summit Namibia, done and dusted. It was a success for me. It was well, well done. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
And then when we were leaving, right, they had this mutete. You know the mutete juice? I don't know if you've had it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, people could just take one for the road for free and stuff. It was fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We look forward to the 2026 edition of the Business Summit. Now, in the next hour, for Mind, Body and Green, we will highlight everyday health hacks for men. Stay with us.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.